When we think of paying respects at a gravesite, we think of perhaps saying a prayer or perhaps laying flowers. But at one very special section of Arlington National Cemetery, you will find some very personal mementos left by comrades of the fallen. CNN's Barbara Starr is there at Arlington National Cemetery. And Barbara, I imagine you're talking about Section 60.
Indeed, Brooke, we are here at Section 60 this morning at our Arlington National Cemetery, where hundreds of troops who have fallen on the battlefields of Iraq and Afghanistan have been laid to rest, and their history is being preserved. Here at Arlington National Cemetery, Section 60, a tradition of not just paying respect, but leaving something to honor those who have fallen on the battlefields of Iraq and Afghanistan. For years, flowers, photos, letters, teddy bears, all kinds of remembrances have been left. Army curator Roderick Gaynor is here on a labor of love in a place full of grief.
Tell me about Section 60.
This is where many of the casualties in the current military operations are buried. And it's, you can see sort of the real cost of war when you're here.
For the first time, the Army is gathering up and preserving mementos.
You're really recording the history of this place?
Yes,
and
very,
these people.
Very much.
Gaynor and volunteers record and bag some very personal remembrances.
We actually recovered letters saying, yeah, I was lucky I got out of here. You know, you didn't. You know, we think about you all the time. So we are going by grave to grave on a weekly basis, recovering items that have been left here. And then we basically put these items into a database and photograph the grave.
You see an awful lot of personal things left
yes,
there.
All
very personal.
Very personal things. I've seen everything from report cards to an Alabama football ticket stub from Crimson Tide. Obviously, the deceased service person was a Tide fan. Letters, hotel keys I've seen, many jewelry, lots of things.
Let's look at some of the things that you're going to be collecting here.
Sergeant,
now.
I mentioned the bracelet before, Sergeant David Kristoff, which was his sort of a remembrance bracelet, obviously. It's the name of the deceased soldier. And here appears to be a letter. Here you have the grave of Shane Adcock, and you clearly see his bronze star has been left on here. His birth date was May 24th, which was a few days ago. So these things were left here for his birthday. Now, we will gather these items because it's after his birthday.
There is also a letter.
It looks like it says, "Happy birthday, bro. Stay safe. And I'll see you on the
higher ground. Yeah. And Shane, thanks for looking over me. I love and miss you. We'll meet you again in heaven. Sure, snuff.
Buddies who came by one last time. And you'll...
Yes, we'll take all of these items.
Okay.
On some graves, we now see photographs have been permanently attached.
Yes, you see that. You see several places around here.
What's your sense of why families are doing this, trying to affix somewhat of a permanence to this?
Remembrance. I mean, nothing says remembrance like a face. And, you know, when you read Justin Ray Davis, Private First Class, United States Army, born in 1987 and died in 2006, this really drives that home.
There is a face here. This is a person.
Young man, 19 years old.
The Army isn't sure yet what it will do with everything it's collecting. But one thing is certain. Families and friends will come every Memorial Day, and young men will stand at attention for those who didn't make it.
And Brooke, we wanted to keep ourselves out of the picture and just show the viewers this morning at Section 60, parents, family, friends, young children, all here to pay their respects to the fallen on Memorial Day 2010, Brooke.
Walking through Arlington, it just gives you goosebumps of gratitude. Barbara Starr, excellent, excellent report. Thank you.